Testivity Audiobook, Series 6, Module 15, FINRA Rules of Conduct.
In addition to the previous module's list of prohibited activities, through their rules of conduct, FINRA also regulates the following. Borrowing from or lending to customers. Generally, it is unacceptable for a registered representative to borrow money from or loan money to a client. There are exceptions if the broker-dealer has written procedures allowing the lending or borrowing of funds, and at least one of the following conditions apply. 1. The client is in the business of lending money. 2. The client is an immediate family member. For purpose of this rule, the FINRA definition of immediate family member includes mother, father, mother-in-law, father-in-law, spouse, son, daughter, brother, sister, and any relative to whom the registered representative contributes financial support. 3. The lending arrangement is based on a personal or business relationship outside of the broker-dealer-customer relationship. And 4. The parties to the loan are both registered representatives of the same broker-dealer. Sharing in accounts. Generally, it is unacceptable for a registered representative to share in the profit or loss of an account with a client. However, if the registered representative has written permission from the client and written permission from the broker-dealer whom he or she represents, he or she may share, to the extent of his or her contribution, in an account with a client. Sharing commissions with non-members. It is only acceptable for a registered representative to share commissions with others who are properly licensed and registered and under common control of the same broker-dealer. Member firm compensation. In connection with the sale and distribution of investment company securities, no associated person of a broker-dealer shall accept any compensation from anyone other than the broker-dealer with which the person is associated. No investment company shall make or offer payments of any cash or non-cash compensation to associated persons, except gifts that do not exceed an annual amount of $100 per person per year, and occasional meals or tickets to sporting events, the theater, or other comparable entertainment. A former representative or spouse of a deceased representative may continue to receive residual commissions on any business that was enacted while the rep was registered. Outside business activity. An associated person must disclose any business activity from which compensation is received if the activity is unaffiliated with the broker-dealer whom the associated person represents. If there is potential for conflict of interest, the broker-dealer may, at their discretion, disallow the associated person's outside business activity. Rental income or acting in a passive role as a limited partner does not need to be disclosed. Outside brokerage accounts. If an associated person maintains or intends to open a brokerage account at a broker-dealer other than the broker-dealer whom he or she represents, they must disclose the existence of the account or the intent to open the account. Upon disclosure, the broker-dealer may forbid the account or require copies of account statements and trade confirmations be sent directly to the broker-dealer's principal. The disclosure must also be made to the broker-dealer opening the account by submitting a 407 letter. Open-end mutual fund accounts and unit investment trusts need not be disclosed. Communications with the public. An advertisement is any material other than an independently prepared reprint that is published or used in any electronic or other public media, including any website, newspaper, magazine, radio, TV, telephone call, tape recording, sign, motion picture, or Yellow Page telephone directory listing. Sales literature is any written communication, including research reports, market letters, performance reports, form letters, telemarketing scripts, seminar text, or press releases concerning a member firm's products or services. Correspondence consists of any written letter or electronic mail message distributed by a broker-dealer to one or more of its existing customers, or to fewer than 25 prospective retail customers within any 30 calendar day period. An independently prepared reprint concerning an investment company is a research report prepared by an entity that is independent of and not commissioned by the investment company. A registered principal of the membered firm must approve and date each advertisement, item of sales literature, and independently prepared reprint before use or filing with FINRA. Broker-dealers must maintain all advertisements, sales literature, securities-related correspondence, and independently prepared reprints for a period of at least 3 years from date of last use. While correspondence need not be approved by a registered principal prior to use, it is subject to the principal's supervision, review, and spot check procedures. Advertising, sales literature, and correspondence must be truthful and conform to the following general standards. All communications must include name of the broker-dealer, name of the person preparing the material, and date of first publication, circulation, or distribution. Advertising and sales literature must be approved by a registered principal prior to use and must be filed with the SEC within 10 days of distribution to the public. Advertising, sales literature, and securities-related correspondence must be retained at the Office of Supervisory Jurisdiction for at least 3 years. Advertising and sales literature must provide a sound basis for evaluating material facts relating to the security. Material facts may not be omitted or exaggerated. Projections and predictions are prohibited. Any reference to past performance must disclaim that past performance is not indicative of future results. When comparing mutual funds, 1, 5, and 10-year track records must be included, or since inception of the fund if the fund is less than 10 years old. Broker-dealers may only advertise services which they are equipped to provide. Communication referencing historical performance must be current to the most recent calendar quarter and must assume reinvestment of all dividends and capital gains. Mutual fund advertising containing quotations of current yield must also contain total return information. Use of testimonials must portray the current opinion of the author and disclose any compensation paid to the party providing the testimonial. Any offer of a free service must be provided without obligation or restriction. An advertisement promoting dollar cost averaging or periodic investment plans must disclose that such a strategy does not guarantee a profit or guarantee against loss. Advertisements for money market mutual funds must disclose that they are not guaranteed by the federal government, nor is there any guarantee that the fund will maintain a stable net asset value of $1 per share. Any recruiting advertisement must not exaggerate the income earning potential or make unwarranted claims about the opportunity. If an outside party has prepared technical material for advertisement purposes, the broker-dealer must identify the source of the information. It is not acceptable to use a name that misrepresents the true nature of the product being advertised. For example, referring to a permanent life insurance policy as an investment or a retirement plan.